Welcome to Homeschool Insights, the show that brings you biblical homeschool encouragement in under 10 minutes. I'm your host, Yvette Hampton. Homeschool Insights is sponsored by CTC Math. If you're looking for a great online math program, visit ctcmath.com and try it for free. Now on to the show. So the second one is teach your daughter, this is going to surprise you, that she was created on purpose for a purpose.
Yep.
We talk about this all the time. She was created on purpose for a purpose. Here are a couple of verses that really stood out to me for this. Ephesians 2:10 says this, "For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them." So he had already prepared beforehand the good works that he has planned for your daughter. So teach her that. Psalm 139, of course, probably my favorite Psalm. Psalm 139, 13 and 14 says, "For you formed my inward parts. You knitted me together in my mother's womb. I praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made." Mm-hmm. Remind your girls of that. Don't think that they just know that.
Right.
Remind them all the time. They are fearfully and wonderfully made by a good God who has a good plan for them. Going back to Ephesians 2:10.
Yes.
He has a purpose for them, and they need to know that their value and identity is in Christ. They are being told so many things other than that by our world. You know, when they look at billboards, I mean, it's everywhere. You walk through the grocery store and you see the magazine covers and you see the makeup ads and they are just surrounded by lies. And so many of our girls today have no idea that their value and their worth is in the God who created them. And we have to be the ones to remind them of that constantly.
And I think girls naturally go through this season in that middle school year where they are trying to find their value and their identity, and they're looking around at what does it mean to be a woman. And now that's even more confusing.
Right.
And I think if we root them from a very young age with that you were created, first of all, created, that's a big one, not accidental, on purpose for a purpose. Then when they naturally go through that, where is my value? What is my value? And those security issues, like the insecurities of my body, everything, you know, they fall back to that I am the Lord's and my value is in him and my security is in him. And, you know, I'm going to be the voice in this one of the difference between boys and girls. You know, boys and men find their... It's what do I do for guys? What do you do for a living? How much do you make? What are your accomplishments? That is where the world places value on men.
Right.
And for women, it's what do you look like? What do you nowadays? It is what do you do outside the home that makes you valuable? Right.
Yeah.
And I think when we start with the word and then we show her that she's created on purpose for a purpose, then when those things creep in, they know, you know, my value is not in what I look like. My value is not in what I am outside. Like being a woman created by God, that has more value than anything the world has to offer. So
yeah,
I want to encourage moms, start when they're little with that message, because sometimes we don't start there. We wait till they're in this turmoil in the middle school years. Mm-hmm. Start when they're little with that message. And then when they hit those middle school years, that foundation is built and you're just reminding them who they are. And helping them have that security during those insecure years.
Absolutely. And for us as moms too, we need to be reminded of these things.
Yeah.
You know, we're faced with all the same temptations stuff that our kids are faced with.
Yeah.
And so it's important for us to recognize and to realize that we were created on purpose for a purpose, and that we have our value and worth and identity in the God who made us. And when our kids see us insecure about those things, when our girls see us as their moms really insecure about those things, then they in turn become insecure about those things as well.
Yeah,
it's almost impossible for them not to. We are.
Yeah, and that's what we have to remember in this whole 10 tips for homeschooling girls. They are watching us, and we are the example to them as to what it means to embrace God's design for womanhood.
Yeah. And it's scary. It's scary because they are watching us.
Yep. But they also get to watch us fall on our faces and turn to the God that forgives us and repents.
Amen. Thanks for joining us for Homeschool Insights. For more great homeschool inspiration and resources, listen to the Schoolhouse Rocked podcast every Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday. And be sure to watch the film Schoolhouse Rocked: The Homeschool Revolution.